Didsbury, the Mountain View Colts defeated the Three Hills Thrashers at the Didsbury Memorial Complex Monday night. A makeup game for a match cancelled earlier due to inclement weather, Monday's tilt saw the Colts go down 1-0 in the first, only to storm back with four straight goals in the third to win 4-1. The Colts got two markers from Stephen Ball, his 15th and 16th, as well as singles from Hayden Parks, his 24th, and Wyatt Bailey, his 13th. Patron Rothenbusch and Parks got assists on the Bailey goal, Cohen Richardson got a helper on the second Bell goal, and Simon Leishner and James Bartlett got assists on the Parks goal. Colts netminder Brock Lott stopped 20 of 21 shots for the win, bringing his save percentage to a very impressive .952 so far this season. The Colts' final two regular season games go this weekend at the Didsbury Memorial Complex, against Rocky on Friday and Pinoca on Saturday. Both games start at 8 p.m. The Heritage Junior B Hockey League playoff matchups will be determined and set following this weekend's games. The Colts are already guaranteed a playoff spot. The Mountain View Colts split two games over the weekend against Sylvan Lake and Airdrie. The Colts took on the Sylvan Lake Wranglers at the Didsbury Memorial Complex on Friday. Kai Biggin scored his eighth of the season, with assists from Mitchell McDermott and Carter Hewitt in a 4-1 loss. Colts netminder Brock Lott stopped 35 of 38 shots, with the Wranglers getting an empty net goal in the third. The Colts were back at the Memorial Complex on Saturday against the Airdrie Tecmation Thunder. The locals got goals from Stephen Bell, assists Wyatt Bailey and Patron Rothenbusch, Simon Leishner, assists Cohen Richardson and Hayden Parks, Richardson, assist Leishner, Leishner, assists Parks and Zane Labby, Jay Heisted, unassisted, Rothenbusch, assists Bella and Bailey, in a 7-5 win. Netminder Lott stopped 31 of 36 shots for the win. Colts head coach Dan Visser said he felt his team played well in both weekend games. "We need to clean up our defensive zone and just make the simple plays and not try to make extra moves that force us to turn it over," said Visser. "As a coach, you rely on your veterans a lot, and I felt they came through for the team." Saturday's game saw the Colts and their supporters raise more than $13,000 for the Ride for Dad fundraiser for prostate cancer research. "We as a team are always proud to support a great cause like Ride for Dad," said Visser. "The players and the community always comes through to raise funds of this great event."